having Jennings back means what to your offense, assuming you're good?
You know what? He's had a good couple weeks of practice, had a nice day today. It'll give us a boost energy-wise. Getting a productive veteran player with some versatility and some leadership will help.
You expect, I mean, obviously Odell's had a lot of success, especially in the last game. Do you sort of expect other teams to make adjustments in that regard and possibly, you know, put more people on him or roll coverage in his direction or that sort?
Yeah, we anticipate moving forward that teams are going to make an effort to minimize his production. You know, whether it's, you know, personnel driven or scheme driven.
And what is obviously not X's and O's, but what's the key to adjusting to that? Is it focusing on other guys stepping up and doing more, or is it focusing on getting him still to be able to produce despite that?
Yeah, you don't ever want to let someone talk you out of going to one of your players. You want to be able to use all your personnel. At the same point in time, you like to spread the ball around and get everyone to get their touches.
I think Andre will be more productive with fewer reps and maybe, you know, in that role of a backup. He seemed to do pretty well in Atlanta and Washington.
I think it's a challenge to be more productive with less reps. You know, we'll see. I mean, this is the first game, you know, Jennings is going to be back, so we'll see how he does. And, you know, Andre's been reliable for us, and we're going to continue to use him.
Is the consistency with the offensive line there that you're looking for at this point?
You know, the offensive line is performing like the rest of the offense at this point, where there are some signs of good execution, there are signs of productivity, there are signs of being physical, and then there are signs of not producing the way we're capable of producing. And we need to be consistent always across the board. And that's a big part of the challenge right now.
With that toe injury that Schwartz has, and John Abbey got the toe and ended up missing the year after he came back, I mean, is it hesitate to bring him back? Or, I mean, if he's ready, he goes, or what?
No, he's been getting some work in practice, and he's been doing a little more each day. That's been encouraging, but I'll leave that up to the doctors.
Preston Parker played like a guy who was angry about the way the previous game had gone for him. What'd you make of his performance on Sunday?
You know, Preston, we noticed when we got here in the spring that, you know, he's a competitor. He plays with a little bit of nastiness to him, with a chip on his shoulder, so to speak. And I think when that shows up, he's at his best. And it was nice to see that come out on Sunday.
You sensed that during the week last week, that sort of that was really bothering him, and that was on his shoulders, what happened the week before?
You know, I'm not sure why, you know, he had a nice game. He was competitive. He was fighting out there. He was physical. And it may have been, you know, going into a tough environment versus a very good defense and a good secondary. Or, you know, for whatever reason it was that he produced the way he produced and needs to continue to show up because he played well.
Did you loosen the reins a little bit on Eli at all this week or last week against Seattle with his decision making? It seemed like he was taking more risks, something that paid off and some didn't.
No, we don't change the way we read things. We may highlight certain things, but at the end of the day, we have our reads, we stick to them. We may alert things a different way, but not necessarily.
How do you look at that interception? And you look at it, was it a timing thing? It seemed like his feet, I don't know, it seemed like it was thrown off a little bit at some point. I'm not sure exactly where, but yeah. How do you view as a coach look at what went wrong on that play?
Well, he was getting ready to throw the ball to number two, and when things didn't work out, you know, with the number one receiver the way he anticipated it, it made him double clutch. Well, No one lost their feet, but he felt the corner kind of falling inside a little bit. And when that happened, he double clutched, and you know, he just needs to move on to his check down there. And got hung up. It's a decision he'd like to have back, and other than that, he played pretty well.
Thank you. for decision-wise, is that a decision that you wouldn't mind him making if it were third down, but because it was first down in that spot, maybe it's an unnecessary risk to take?
He needs to listen to his feet and move through the progression and never make that decision that late.
From a wide receiver's perspective, Odell has been pretty vocal, taking the blame on that play, saying that he feels as though if the quarterback's going to put the ball up there, he's going to go get it. Did you see it that way from a wide receiver perspective?
No, I think it takes two. You know, the quarterback needs to make a better, Eli needs to make a better decision there. When the ball's in the air, the receiver's creed is ours or no one's. So when the ball's in the air, we need to come up with the football or knock it down.
And it does say something, I would think, from me looking at it, that Eli felt confident enough with Odell against an all-pro corner to give him a shot at that point.
Yeah, there's a lot of confidence there. I'm sure there is. We need to move on to number three or throw it away.
Your confidence with him? I mean, that was his fifth game. Your confidence with him growing as well?
Absolutely. I mean, he's done nothing to shake any confidence there. You know, a couple more inches, he may come up with that ball. But again, ours or no one's. That's how it needs to shake out. If he can't come up with the ball, we need to make sure we either knock it down, and the defense doesn't have a chance to come up with it. Now, they have a pretty good player that was tracking it. A lot of safeties aren't going to make that play. We knew that going in.
And Alden Smith, how do you prepare for a guy who you obviously know the talent, but just don't know how much you might even see him someday?
We have to prepare for him like he's going to play every play. He's a talented player. He's going to come in with fresh legs. You know, he hasn't practiced a whole heck of a lot, but I'm sure he's going to get off the ball well on a fast surface, so we need to be ready for it.
This is the first year with that iPad thing on the sideline. Say anything.
I'm not sure that's the correct term for it. Microsoft may be a little upset with you on that one, but it's a tablet that it helped out. So it helped out on Sunday. It was a little rainy, a little misty, and paper sometimes is a little tough to handle. So we just wiped the screen and then kept working, and the pad was nice. It was effective.
I mean, do you see more quicker though as a coach?
We're pretty, technologically savvy here, so we like the tablets. They've been good for us.
Thank you.